flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Pat Tomasulo.
Well, look, I've had a good run.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you. Tribute to Cyrus would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey, wait a minute.
Afternoons on the Score.
It sounds like there's already conversations going on that aren't involving me, which are interesting.
That is the former New York Jets quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
Heard of him?
2 years with the Jets. Obviously, the first year lasted, what, four plays?
Ish, yeah.
And the second year, they went 5-12, I believe. Or was it, they went 5-12. So, not a great two-year run. And in fact, during the two-year run, Aaron exerted so much of his personality, his ideas, his vision.
11 guys on the field, you know. Sometimes it's my fault.
Sometimes.
That's going to get out of me.
But, man, he got people fired. He got people hired who then got fired. He got people traded away. He got people traded there. They handed the keys of that entire organization to Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Didn't realize he was such a big proponent of DEI. I did not know that about Aaron Rodgers until he got to the Jets. Very passionate about it.
Was it really?
Seems to be. Based off all the people he just keeps tagging along with him for no reason at all.
Just dragging them along with him?
Yeah.
And then what's the statement from Woody Johnson today when Woody Johnson announced that they were done with Aaron Rodgers?
Chairman of the Jets, Woody Johnson, put out in the Jets statement, "I personally want to thank Aaron for his time at the New York Jets. His arrival in 2023 was met with unbridled excitement, and I will forever be grateful that he chose to join us to continue his Hall of Fame career. From day one, he embodied all that it meant to be a New York Jet. Embraced our fans.
That's it.
And immersed himself in our city. That is what I will remember most when I look back at his lengthy, extensive, he didn't put all those adjectives. At his time here. Uh-huh. He will always be welcome, and I wish him only the best in whatever he chooses to do next."
So what does it mean to be a New York Jet? If in 2 years, if that guy and his run embodies everything it means to be a New York Jet.
Well.
So that means to be washed up. To deliver incredibly poorly on the promise and dreams of everything that the fans want.
To frustrate your fan base endlessly.
Oh, my God.
Week after week, game after game.
To alienate your teammates and coaches along the way.
Did that at a high level.
To selfishly stay away from off-season activities and clearly make sure that you're putting time into your own self-executive produced documentary that ends up on Netflix.
To threatened to retire, perhaps, and perhaps pursue a political career. I think that was very, very emblematic of the Jets as an organization.
To prioritize your once weekly media appearance, where you're, you know, it inflaming storylines and making headlines and and breaking news along the way. I mean, that embodies everything it is to be a New York Jet.
I mean, what Jet hasn't done that historically, especially the Hall of Famers?
That organization sucks.
I mean, Joe Willie Namath was on the Pat McAfee show constantly, just going off about all kinds of conspiracy theories. I mean, we know that about Broadway Joe.
Can you imagine being the owner of an NFL franchise and thinking that these last 2 years and what Aaron Rodgers is embodies everything that your franchise is? I mean, what the hell? What an excessive, over-the-top, unnecessary. Unnecessary.
It definitely didn't need to go that far with it.
No, man.
Yeah, didn't have to say
it. It's laughable. You can say nice things if you want.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted the statement. I just got kind of.
Man, that
guy
was so talented.
Yeah.
Man, it was too bad that didn't work out. I hope it works out somewhere else.
Sure,
that could have been.
We thank Aaron.
Breadth and depth of the statement.
That's really all you need.
Yeah.
Can I bring something up real quick, Speaks? I'm
sorry. Yes, please. No, yes, please.
Tanny and I just saw this picture that you sent, Aunt, of your home theater. And as a speaker purist, I'm kind of worried about your speaker placement.
Uh-oh.
So can you talk to me about the thought process that went behind the way you placed your speakers in your home theater room?
So this is, for anybody who doesn't know, Anthony lives in a house. They've been redoing the basement. And the picture that Shane is referring to showcases some speakers which seem to be mounted on the floor.
Let me see.
Well, no, they're in wall, which is fine. But and that's good. But
one is sideways.
Your center speaker is not centered with the TV. And the right bookshelf is...
Let me see what which ones are
I mean,
you,
it's your house.
All right,
you should know what I'm talking about.
Center speaker here.
I figured it was 51. We only had a few more minutes. I could derail us for a second.
It's not centered with the TV.
Yeah, just on the theme of like your house stuff this
show. Okay, yeah. I mean, there's definitely been some house stuff. But
yeah.
So it's not, you're saying it's not centered with the TV or with the room?
Just the room. Just the TV, like your listening position. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we ended up, the TV is just slightly off-center to the right, and we went with that as the position just because of the layout. We did like two different tiers of chairs. There's going to be a row of chairs on the ground floor, row of chairs on the second floor, and kind of a walking path along the side of the room. So the TV is just sort of skewed to the right. So we did the speakers more in line with the TV than just kind of centering everything up on the room as a whole.
All right, so hand up. This doesn't translate to radio, and I'm so sorry for taking that shot. It was only a couple minutes, but...
Does that kind of explain where we're at, though?
Sure, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So how
sorry
many,
about that, Speaks.
You're good. How many chairs you got in the theater room at this point? Is it chairs or is it couches? What are you doing?
Chairs. Going to go with chairs, reclining chairs, little light-up deal in the cup holder and in the front base of them. There's only three set up right now because there's still some work happening kind of in the... You know, different little cosmetic things around the room, painting and touch-ups and stuff. But, yeah, there will be six. Going to go two rows of three, enough space in the front where, like, some kids are over to watch a movie or something, maybe throw little bean bags on the floor or something like that up the front, too. A little walking area in the back so my wife can stand up and yell at the Red Sox, you know, when they're doing poorly, when Alex Bregman isn't working out.
You are living the joy that comes with the house. You're shoveling... And you're super proud of your shoveling
prowess. The raking has been my favorite part so far. The shoveling has been fine, but the raking I very much enjoy. You work up a better sweat when you rake than when you shovel. It's usually chilly outside when you shovel.
And now the basement and like doing all this stuff with the basement. Yeah. You're really...
Learning how to fix a few things.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to fix a water heater, which we need new water heaters. At least we're getting on that brink. So I'm either going to learn how to fix a water heater or I got to just go ahead and shell out some money to buy.
Did you try turning it off and back on?
I blew in it, actually. I unplugged it and then blew in the open part. That didn't help. I don't know. I'm running out of tricks of the trade here with the water heaters. But, I'm trying to decide. Do we stick with the tanks or do we go tankless? And if we do, that is a pretty penny. So I'm hoping to figure it out here soon.
You're still not in my top five shovelers, even though you did a great job. No, I'm sorry. But one of our listeners,
on a scale.
Mike texted in. He's got a broken snowblower. And I know that Mike is kind of a heavier dude. Long suburban driveway and back area of the house. He appreciates the support. He knows, like, he's in my top five shovelers.
Oh, okay.
Without a doubt.
Right.
He's risking life, limb, future.
I mean, I'm not light. You were just talking about mass. I mean, I'm a heavy guy.
No, but you're in unbelievable shape. You work out, clearly.
You have not
Do you
seen
work
my
out,
joints.
Anthony?
Yeah. On occasion. Yeah. I'm going to work out more once we finish the gym. All right. We haven't finished the gym yet. Then I'm going to work out a lot more than I do now.
He's Anthony Aaron. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. 670 The Score. All right. Let's throw open the phone lines. Shane, pop open those phone lines. Let's talk to you, the Cubs fan. I want to know, because I got to say, I'm not happy that they missed out on Alex Bregman. But the number is so big in terms of the average annual value, and the player is such that I don't find myself fuming. I want to know if you're angry, because Cubs fans have been angry about cheapness or the perception of cheapness or the reality of the limitations, however you want to put it. And then today, this would seem to be a prime moment for you to come in, Cubs fans, and be angry about this. But I don't know if you are or not. I'm not seeing a lot of it. So I'm curious. And if you're not angry, tell us why. 312-644-6767. The Cubs miss out on Alex Bregman. You pissed or not? Tell us here at The Score.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.